When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, I got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Yep, and before we get into all the great fishing spots around, the best fishing this time of the year is crayfishing. How are you going, Jai?
Good, mate. How about yourself?
Good. You got a bit of a story to tell. Five crayfish yesterday, was it?
Yeah, yesterday morning. Nice. We got first of the whites of the season.
Yeah.
Good start. It's probably our best start to the season I reckon we've ever had.
Fantastic. Well, that'll give people encouragement to go out and get some beautiful crays and crabs and that as well. Mate, let's talk about the other spots around the place where we can go fishing on the weekend.
Land-based, inside the cut, the herring have really made a comeback in the last week. I've heard from a lot of different people that are going down in the mornings getting some nice-sized herring.
Right.
There's also a few King George whiting as well. And Taylor have been caught off the estuary ends either side of a night time.
Yep.
The northern rock walls of the cut I've found have been the best to target squid, particularly right on dusk and into the night, particularly if you have got that incoming tide, that helps. In the Mandurah Channel, around the sand flats, there's been some nice yellowfin whiting, particularly in front of the War Memorial and that sort of area. And under the traffic bridge, there's been good-sized herring and some nice-sized salmon trout as well. Fair few of them getting around.
Yep.
In the estuary, there's been really nice yellowfin whiting caught. I've particularly been doing well around the cut sort of area, so in the Peel and also in the Harvey. Look for some sand flats, see if you can find some warm water, and they've been really keen to hit surface lures. Down the beaches. Beaches have been a little bit quiet of late. Up this northern stretch, Medora seems to be the most commonly spoke about, and there's been some nice-sized tailor getting caught there. A little bit hit and miss, but the size has been up, and there's been the occasional small to medium-sized mulloway as well. Along the southern stretch, Tim's Thicket's been the pick of the lot. If you just want to go down fishing in that bay there's been herring, whiting and some pilch to be caught and a few tailor after dark as well.
Yep.
For the crabs, it still is a little bit difficult at the moment. A lot of the crabs are a bit small, so make sure you have your gauge ready as a lot are that look legal.
Undersized,
Three or four or five mil under.
Yep.
So make sure you're gauging every crab you catch.
Mm-hmm.
For land-based guys, you're still best to go in the marinas and the canals. Boat-based guys, best bets are drop-offs in the Harvey and Peel Inlet.
Yep.
For the boats, we've got 1 week left in before the ban reopens, so you can still only go target estuary species at the moment, but there's been some nice tailor getting caught trolling. And if you want to go out in the ocean when you're pulling your cray pots, there's been some nice sand whiting around.
Fantastic. Latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle, Bazday Bungie. Is it Bungie?
Bungie cast. This is a quite heavy sinking stick bait, so it's the kind of lure that's about the size of a muley, so it's perfect to be getting used off the estuary end of the cut there where they're targeting muleys, and it's also heavy enough you can use it on the beach, get that really long cast, wind it back, perfect for the tailor and the salmon next season.
Beautiful. The Bazday Bungie cast available at Tucky's Tackle all weekend. Of course, everything that Jai's been talking about, 917thewave.com.au and also on Facebook. Great stuff, mate. Happy fishing, and we'll catch you next week.
Have a nice weekend.
Here we go. It's a real fishing spot with Jai Sheridan on the wave.